KQ4FRY, monitoring. KQ4FRY, monitoring.
KQ4FRY, I believe it was. This is KO4HKX.
For today.
I'm doing good. A little wet, but I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing well.
I'm Patrick, by the way. I heard you talking to Steve and Shane yesterday that you just got your license. So congratulations on that, and welcome to the hobby.
You still got a lot to learn. I was checking my SWR on this. High is like 2.1, and I don't even know how to even to adjust the antenna that I've got.
KP2HXS.
Hey, Dave. Dave can probably help you with that much better than I can. I've only been in the hobby a little over 2 years myself, but it's just a matter of adjusting the length on the antenna. It's just a matter of which antenna you have and how do you go about that. But I just wanted to let you know that we have a nightly net on here at 9 o'clock. If you want to try to meet everybody, that's a good place to start. And you can just check in at any time. Like I said, it's every night at 9 o'clock. But go ahead, Dave. KO4HKX.
Hi. Good morning, Rhonda. Yeah, the basically how you check the SWR is you go to each end of the bandwidth on the antenna and see where it's resonant. And then you can figure out which way you have to adjust it. The longer the antenna, the lower the frequency of the antenna will be resonant, and the shorter the antenna. And then, you know, and oh no, it might be a little bit more than, anyway, if you need help with it, we're here for you. No problem. Go ahead, Rhonda. KUB2HXS.
That's at ND7J.
A Yagi antenna, and as far as I know, I don't think there's a way to adjust it.
There's another station. Oh, stand by, Rhonda. ND7J, go ahead.
But are you speaking about SWR on an HF rig or this repeater, this antenna? And by the way, 2.0 is not exceedingly high. I mean, you'd like to have it lower, but 2.0 or whatever it is you said is not that high. It's not really a whole lot to worry about.
I've tested on the repeater stations and like the 146.20 frequency.
What kind of antenna is it you're using?
Antenna.
Basically, if it is that high, you've probably got a connector or a piece of coax or something that might be giving you a little bit of a problem. But if you've got a 2-meter Yagi, it should be resonant on the 2-meter band for most of what you're doing. I mean, not all, but for most of what you're doing. Like I said, I wouldn't get too worried about 2.0 SWR. I really wouldn't. But, you know, if you're like me, it'll probably drive you crazy and you want to do something to fix it and get it lower. But I don't believe you'll burn up your radio or anything like that. Anyway, I'll let you guys get back at it. I got to run to the store. ND7J.
For your help and everything, this is KQ4FRY.
Is pretty true. A lot of the newer radios will automatically cut the power back a little bit if you got too much reflected power coming back. But 2.0 is not terrible. You know, it's a mobile antenna. Oh, it's the antenna at the house. Is that what that's the one you're talking on?
It's probably 25, 30 feet up in the air. And like I said, even when I got it, it really didn't even have any really instructions on how to even put it together. I mean, it kind of sort of, but that's about it. It didn't have anything else about how to adjust it. Supposedly, it's supposed to adjust itself, or it's supposed to be already adjusted when you get it.
Interesting. Now, the Yagi, it's a beam, or it's not a vertical? It's a beam, right?
It's a beam is what it is. It's got several antennas sticking out on it. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's hard to describe it.
What's the brand name of it?
Okay, stand by 1 second. Let me just try and explain something. On the spot where you hook the coax up is called the driven element. It should be an adjustment point on there that you can run up and down a little bit to make some adjustment. Go ahead, comment.
Yeah, I just wondered what brand antenna it was. What manufacturer? Or who's the manufacturer of it? Video, did you say? But the gentleman you were just talking to, usually there is a spot there on a 2 meter to do a little bit of adjusting, but check your coax, check your connectors, check your instructions, make sure you put it together right. It should be resonant on the 2 meter band. I got to run, guys. I'll be back in a little bit. Indy 7J.
Is Patrick, you still in there? He's dealing with some customers. Yeah, heck, if you need a hand with it, I'm sure one of us can get over there and adjust it for you. But like the other gentleman said, 2.0 is not terrible. I would leave it be for now until, the weather, and especially with the rain right now. Are you checking it right now in the rain?
It last night. The meter that I've got, I don't like it. I've ordered another one that is kind of like similar to the one you get for a CB, to check the CB SWR.
Okay, be very careful with the meter that you use, because the meter has to be designed to work within the frequency that you're checking. A CB-style meter, they're not totally accurate, and if you look at the meter, sometimes it'll have a plate on the back. It will cover frequency, here to here or something. Make sure it's within the frequency band that you're trying to check.
Okay.
Station there. Anyway, yeah, just real quick. You can't take one from the CB and check VHF, UHF. Go ahead, other station.
Richard, KA3GACA. Rhonda, you said it's a two-way radio Yagi. Where did you purchase it from?
Off Amazon.
Free check, that's clear.
I need you to take a look at the model number, because I'm looking at the one that's on Amazon right now. And that antenna beam Yagi that has three driven elements, or has three elements, and it has a little small tuning adjustment where you connect the coax, but the two-way radio or two-way Yagi antenna that I'm looking at on Amazon is for UHF only.
Look up the model number for it.
If you get a chance, if you'll give me, I'll even give you my phone number. If you go to Amazon, you can send me the link so I can look at it for you.
Or KQ, I forget your call. Rhonda, I know your name. ND7J, you still there?
Yeah.
Not out there. Are you still there? What's your call sign?
FRY, and the radio that is a Yagi ham antenna. It's a dual band, 2 meter and 70 centimeter VHF and UFHF. It's for GMRS and HT scanner and satellite.
What I would do, did you say you have an antenna analyzer?
The meter that I bought for the ham radio to check the SWR.
A SWR meter. Antenna analyzer. What you want to do is you want to get a short little jumper lead from the antenna analyzer and put it right to the antenna and see what the antenna analyzer tells you. And if the antenna is good on that short little jumper lead, then you go and hook your feed line back up, and you go to the back of your radio and you unhook it, and you check you use your analyzer again, and you check it again. And if you see any problems, you know that it's something within the coax or the connectors. That's going to be the best way to troubleshoot if you're trying to think that this should be lower. But again, let me let this drop. I'm going to get a little scratchy here, but again, 2.0 is nothing to get really too crazy about. Also, the SWR may change a little bit if you put the antenna up higher. It's possible. I know on my beams, when they're laying down on the supports when I'm working on them, the SWR is considerably higher until I get it up at 60 or 70 feet.
So, with CB, I'm used to it being like 1.0 or 1.1, so that's why I was wondering if I need to check it on, do I check it on a repeater station or do I check it on a simplex station?
So you don't have to do either. And really, is your SWR meter in line with your antenna and radio?
And I'm not really familiar with that.
Well, can you look at your SWR meter while you're transmitting? Say again.
And while I'm transmitting.
Yeah, if you can still copy them. All right, try it once more.
My SW meter as I'm transmitting.
Operate the SWR meter to start with.
This one is kind of different from what I got, and they don't really tell you how to adjust it.
And because you may not have high SWR, and again, 2 is not high, but you may not, your SWR may be lower. Are there some knobs on your SWR meter?
Original is the Surecom SWR meter for the ham radio.
With it, but generally speaking, there is a little bit of calibration that needs to be done on your SWR meter. And if it's not calibrated, you're not getting an accurate SWR.
Order another SWR that's like a CB SWR meter, but it's for ham radio, the 2 meter and the 70 centimeter frequencies. Got a Lyman, South Carolina, on Highway 358 across from Lyman Elementary School.
If you were closer, I'd have brought my analyzer by, but that's quite a distance. Somebody down in that area has an analyzer that'll fit 2 meters, and I'm sure there's somebody down there that does. That's who you need to get a hold of.
Thank you for FRY.
A clear area here, Rodney. Hang on. All right. If you can find somebody that has an SWR, or I mean a antenna analyzer that will do 2 meters, that's what you really need. And I suspect you probably don't really have a problem. I suspect that you probably haven't calibrated the SWR meter that you're using. If it's a brand new antenna that's assembled properly, it should be fine. But again, not to be repetitive, but 2.0 is not going to kill you.
I appreciate your help and everything, and I'll see if, you know, once I get this other SWR meter, I'm going to try it.
Yeah, there's going to be a little knob on there, even on the digital one, to calibrate it, which is the first step when you use an SWR meter. All my SWR meters have a calibration on every single one I've ever seen. So that's something that probably needs to be done. But I got to run into Wally World and give them some money. If you need some help, you can look me up online. My call sign is ND7J, November Delta 7, Japan. I'll be happy to help you if I can.
Yeah, I've got to get off here, too. This is KQ4FRY. Everyone have a good day, and I will be back on here later.
Be clear.
The KA3JCA.
This is KQ4FRY, and I'm clear.
ND7J, KA3JCA. X, KA3JCA. Are you still out there? I can't remember your call sign. KA3JCA.